Despite our best efforts to lose weight, it seems a night out with friends can undermine our hard work. Why is that? Sally Squires, who writes the Lean Plate Club blog, says people you dine with, your dining environment, and other factors can affect what you eat and how much you consume.
You know, if you've got music and the white tablecloth and the low lights and, you know, the temperature's just right and all those things, you're with some of your favorite friends or family, and suddenly, you know, it's a great eating occasion and you just really want to indulge.
So that makes us eat more?
It can make us eat more. And we also know that who you dine with and how well you know them can affect how much and what you eat. There's a study that looked at men and women, and they wanted to find out if you went and had a meal with someone that you didn't know, how would you eat that meal? And they found that when men and women were eating together and they didn't know each other well, they both were much more restrained in their eating, kind of like they were trying to put their best foot forward.
So like a first date.
Kind of like that. Exactly right.
Interesting.
If you're out with someone, and I think we've all done this, where they're really good and you know, and you might be ready to kind of celebrate a little bit, but they're not going there. And suddenly you find yourself, you will kind of scale back as well. So if you're watching your weight, you may want to go out with someone else who is watching their weight, because odds are you can help each other.
Go out with your friends who exert control.
Exert control. A lot of control. Yeah. That's exactly right.
What about the size of the plate that your food is served on? Can that make a difference?
There's been some debate about this. And there's a man named Brian Wansink who's at Cornell University. And he has looked at the size of plates, as have others. And so there's been some debate. If you get a smaller plate, will you eat less? Some scientists have said no, you'll just go back for more. But there now has been an analysis of 69 studies, and it finds that truly, if you choose a smaller plate, you're likely to eat less. The other thing that this study found is that when we put food on a plate, we put it on about 70% of the plate, no matter what the size. Mm-hmm. And once our eyes look at it, it kind of registers and says, okay, that's the amount I'm going to eat. So that, again, if you've gone to a smaller bowl or a smaller plate and you've only done 70%, maybe you even go to 50%, or you just keep ratcheting it down a little bit, odds are you'll be satisfied with what you've eaten.
So what's the takeaway from all of this? Eat with strangers and go to a small plate restaurant?
Well, I think it's that. And then there's another really great study that I'm just excited about, and I thought was really fun. So a group of Swiss researchers took one of those Giacometti sculptures, that is those really thin people, and they put it outside a vending machine, and they wanted to see, did it have any effect on what people ate? And sure enough, it actually did. So this thin sculpture pointed them more towards healthy snacks. And, you know, the researchers didn't tell the subjects that this is what they were trying to get them to do. But they found that just being reminded in the environment where they were going to choose a snack by seeing this very thin person as a sculpture, that they chose a healthier snack. So maybe what we should do is start putting those around, or put up posters that have really thin people, you know, around the vending machines, and then maybe we'll make more healthy choices.